Hello, welcome to your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Grace responds gently under pressure. There's an old saying that if you can keep your head when everyone else is losing theirs, you might have misunderstood the situation. But that's not the kind of calm grace produces. It's one thing to be patient when everything is calm. It's another thing entirely when pressure rises. When emotions are high, when words come sharp, when you feel misunderstood or pushed, that's when what's inside of you is revealed. And if we're honest, our first instinct isn't usually gentleness. It's defense. It's reaction. It's wanting to match tone for tone and intensity for intensity. But grace leads us a different way. Not by ignoring what's happening, and not by pretending pressure doesn't exist, but by anchoring us in something deeper than the moment. Scripture reminds us that a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger, Proverbs 15:1, not as a technique to manage people, but as a reflection of a heart that is not ruled by the situation, because gentleness isn't weakness, it's strength under control. In fact, it's part of what grace is forming in us, as the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22, 23, not something we force, but something that grows as we live from Christ within us. It's what we see in Christ, who even under accusation and hostility did not respond in kind, but remained steady, rooted, and surrendered. And we're invited into that same posture, where our responses are no longer driven by pressure, but shaped by grace. We're also reminded to let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near, Philippians 4:5, which means gentleness isn't reserved for easy moments. It's meant to be visible, especially in the hard ones. This doesn't mean we always get it right. There will be moments we react instead of respond, but grace meets us there too, not to excuse it, but to lead us forward. To remind us that we're not bound to our natural reactions, but free to walk in something new. And over time, something begins to change. Instead of escalating tension, we begin to calm it. Instead of being pulled into conflict, we stand steady within it, not because we're trying harder, but because we're learning to live from a different source. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.